Hello again. If I keep doing this, I understand there's a vacancy at 60 minutes. Maybe I can, if this investing thing doesn't work out, maybe I can do that. Another full disclosure, Sam is a friend. I'm also on the board of OpenAI, so I promise you I will not only ask him softball questions. I will channel my inner Brett Baer and Sid Cooper. So Sam, let me start with what I think is the question that is on everybody's mind, okay? Which is, where are we today in the world of AI?
I think at some point in the last few months, we really have crossed a threshold into major economic utility of these models. It may have happened a little bit earlier, but there was such an overhang before we figured out how to use these, and we had to not only continue to make the models get smarter, but figure out sort of the plumbing to make them easy to use. Where we're now in a world where the models are astounding people with the work they can do. And I think this has been most noticeable in coding.
Yep.
But it's also happening in science. It's happening in many fields of knowledge work. Sort of with disorienting speed, where people are saying, like, man, these things that I thought were still years away are happening now, and I have my job shifted from doing direct technical work or legal work to managing a team of agents doing this work. This is going to go much further. Mm-hmm. I think we are at a very steep part of the curve, and right now maybe you can trust, say, an AI software engineer to do a multi-hour task. Very soon it'll be a multi-day task and then a multi-week task. And not long after that, I think the paradigm will shift again. And it'll feel like these AI systems are just connected to your life, to your company, whatever, proactively thinking, working all the time, and having full context on whatever they need to know, and just sort of doing stuff like you would trust a senior employee to do.